Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody, super duper welcome. I want to welcome you to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And a big shout out for all of you out there. Yep, it's a beautiful day here. Although the power is out, Benny, I just got the word. Power is out up there in the Bothell-Woodinville area.
Springtime. Anything can happen.
Yeah, that's right. A giant robin must have sat on a transmitter.
That was it.
That's it.
Source is coming in.
That's it. Mr. Benny's here, and the sun's coming out, and we love that. Today, guess who's joining us here today?
Well, I know.
Dr. Friedman. Yep. Spring cleaning for the heart, folks. How to forgive and let go with Dr. Friedman Chow of Cellular Wisdom, but more importantly, the Fear and Anxiety Solution. Best-selling book and our friend. But before we bring him on, we're going to pull a prosperity card. Because you know why? It's spring. Spring's in the air.
Now, here's Dr. Pat's prosperity message of the day.
Woohoo! Yeah, baby!
All right. The card for today is... This is a good card, Dr. Friedman. Oh, boy. I seek approval from within. Prosperity law number 12. I seek approval from within. Yeah. When you follow the path of your heart, others may disapprove of your direction or choices. Yep. Remain true to yourself. The only approval you really need is your own. I got to read that again. This is really so just absolutely appropriate for me today. When you follow your path, when you follow the path of your heart, others may disapprove of your direction or choices. Now, I know Dr. Friedman can relate to this. Remain true to yourself. The only approval you need is your own. That is this today. I seek approval from within. Dr. Friedman Child, for those of you out there that let me give you a little information. And I can only give you a little because he is such a gift to the world. You know, his work is groundbreaking. He helps people all over the world break through whatever is going on in their life, whether it's fear, anxiety, you know, ideas of self-worth, whatever that is. You know, whether you want to quit smoking, quit drinking, stop eating so much, or if you want to heal old wounds, if you want to move to that place where you can truly experience joy, this is what he does. This is why he is so world known. For the gift that he brings. He is also the founder of Cellular Wisdom. And more recently, he is the author of the best-selling book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution. Today, we get to take on the spring cleaning for the heart, how to forgive and let go. Dr. Friedman Chow joining us here today. Not only is spring around the corner, it's right smack dab here for us. And I just shared at the earlier hour what that meant growing up in an Italian family. So is it time to dust the cobwebs off of our heart? Is it time to get the crustiness out of that so-called valve we got in there that's been caking up based on whatever relationship that didn't work out? Well, today's the day. Dr. Friedman, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. It's always wonderful. I'm always looking forward to being on your show.
Okay, so what happens when we don't do this spring cleaning? Let's talk about this. I mean, you know, so the question really is, why is this so important, and, you know, for us to do, to really do that cleaning, to take a look at what might be holding us back?
Well, you know, I mean, I really feel that spring is just such a wonderful opportunity. You know, many people say, hey, I want to make a change and a difference. at the beginning of the year, but at the beginning of the year, it's cold, it's dark, it's damp, and nobody feels like doing a lot. So we are just, you know, more hovering and cuddling up and not necessarily wanting to do the work. But spring is such a, you know, such an opening time. It's a time where we really feel there is new beginning, there is new life, and there is a lightness in the air, especially when the sun comes out and the temperatures are rising and we see nature just like busting out. That's, you know, in all senses, a signal for us. Well, how about looking into our hearts and seeing, is there anything still from the past winter, the last years, that is weighing me down, that doesn't really create space for something new to grow or something new to come in? And one of the things that I know from my own experience, but also from the work with many people, one of the things that really holds us back is the resentment and the hurt and the inability for us to forgive those that did hurt us and that trespassed, you know, our boundaries. And that's really what I want to talk about today. How can we make this sometimes seemingly impossible act of forgiveness more easy for us?
You know, it's a tough idea. But I think before we get into it, I think we should talk about and define what you mean by forgiveness. Because I believe, and I think you and I have talked about this before, I think it's one of the most misunderstood words we have in the dictionary.
Well, you know, I believe forgiveness is primarily something very personal that doesn't necessarily involve or, you know, doesn't actually at all need to involve those that hurt us or that did us wrong. Forgiveness in the sense of what it means is giving away. Forgiving means just you're letting go. And of course, in you know, many ways, it's the opposite of holding on. And holding on means, for those that are hurt, the pain, and for those that feel that there is injustice done to them, there is anger and there is resentment and grudges. You know, I read in a forgiveness blog where actually many people responded to an excellent blog about the art of forgiveness. No, I won't forgive. I'm going to hold on to this grudge for the rest of my life. And you feel that there is just an intensity in there that ultimately drains us. It really takes away our energy. And when we forgive, we are creating that freedom to actually have finally let go of whatever person we are still trying to hold on to. And, you know, I see sometimes people holding a grudge, and it's a little bit like the tug of war, you know. So you're pulling on the one end, and you're imagining the other person who, you know, did you wrong pulls on the other end. But what you don't realize, actually, you're not pulling on another person. You know, there's just a post in the ground, and you're pulling, you know, on your own. You're just basically holding on to something, whereas the other people may just have moved on and don't even think about what they did to you.
Well, you know, one of the things that I think, you know, comes up for people in the conversation is what we mean by do us wrong. You know, what do we mean about forgiving? You know, one of the things I think a lot of folks are familiar with, you know, is the some of the grounders in the 12-step program, you know, where one of the things that you do is make amends. And, you know, that's what you do. You make amends to the people that are willing to hear you do that. And, you know, that's an act that they do. What do you think is the hardest thing for people to understand about forgiveness? What gets in the way from us opening up to that?
Well, you know, I think it feels often that when we forgive somebody, that it means that we are condoning what they have been doing.
That's right.
Or, you know, holding on to this grudge or anger makes us feel more powerful and not so victimized. It gives us a sense of, well, I am actually right, and the anger gives me that rightness for, you know, whatever happened to me. And, you know, it's an illusion that we are no longer the victim if we are angry. It's an illusion that it actually is, you know, creating any form of justice as long as we are not letting those people off the hook. And it's also an illusion that we actually are able to really heal from the past as long as we are, you know, keeping in mind what happened to us. All of those things don't really happen. So forgiveness is an incredibly powerful healing tool. And it's something that I believe is very personal. It has nothing to do with condoning anything or letting somebody off the hook. It's simply you bringing this energy that you're wasting on anger and grudges and still, you know, holding on to being the victim. You're bringing all this energy back to yourself. And that's why forgiveness can make such a huge difference in your life.
Well, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about, you know, how do you go about clean, you know, this spring cleaning for the heart? You know, what does letting go really mean? And, you know, what if someone did something truly, truly awful to you? You know, what is it that we could know about this thing we call forgiveness? Dr. Friedemann Schaub is in the house. We're going to take a short break, everyone. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
I am worthy of my own love. I am worthy of my own love.
Beloved Ascended Master Saint Germain, through the transmediumship of Michael Shane, is offering a one-time series of transformative healing sessions to help you let go and be who you truly are. Experience two crystal light energy healings and one past life regression with Michael for $125, a savings of $215. This offer is available to the first 20 callers who schedule their session. Be one of the first. Call now, 1-800-508-6437, 1-800-508-6437. Schedule your session and visit michaelshane.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Would you like to discover and bring forward your inner divine feminine and emerge, rebirth, rejuvenated and regenerated, restored to your original five-body blueprint? Join me, Patricia Iris Cairns, author and expert on the divine feminine, March 22nd and 23rd in Baltimore, Maryland, to birth this beautiful energy into your life. Register now. info@patriciairiscairns.com. That's info@patriciairiscairns.com.
Are you struggling through difficult times? During these times of change, many of us need tools and support to help us get through. Julie Kleinhans is the host of the hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay and is a world-renowned life coach. Many of us are worrying about what will happen to our jobs, our homes, and to our lives. This is why Julie is offering a 40% discount through January 31st of 2013 to support you and your family through these difficult times. She'll teach you how to use energy tools that will help you relieve the stress and anxiety in your life. Julie is donating the net proceeds to victims of Superstorm Sandy through the organization All Hands Volunteers, a U.S.-based nonprofit dedicated to empowering disaster relief volunteers and rebuilding communities. Please call Julie at 516-639-8042, 516-639-8042, or email julie@mindfocusgeneration.com for more details and to schedule a session.
My own love, I'm not too little or too much. I'm not too little or too much. I'm not too little or too much.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. Welcome back. We should play that Rihanna song, Stay. That's about forgiveness, Benny. In a strange way, welcome back, everyone. This is the Dr. Pat Show. I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you guys for tuning us in, turning us on. Dr. Friedemann Chow is joining us here today. Spring cleaning for the heart, how to forgive and let go. So, Dr. Friedemann, forgiving and let go, they're two separate things, aren't they? Or not?
Well, I don't think so. I think they are actually really intertwined. And, you know, again, letting go, we talked before the break quickly about what if somebody really did something horrific to you, like abuse, mental, physical abuse. And I think there is something about the forgiveness and the letting go part that are incredibly healing. Letting go doesn't mean that you are forgiving and forgetting everything that happened to you. In fact, you know, often it is something that looking back, we know that the traumas and the wounds of the past certainly also shaped us to realize more of who we are and what we are capable of when it comes to growing and healing. So it's not about letting go in terms of, well, I just forget anything and everything of the past, or I let go of this person, what they did to me, and I will start to become best friends with this person. That's mm-hmm. not really what it's about. Mm-hmm. But it's about for you to forgive and let go of the weight that it has been, you know, in your heart, that that hurt that it really caused you. And that's why I feel it's so important to remember, as I said before, when you do forgive, you need to do this for yourself. And so timing is everything. You know, I know from working with many people that were coming to me while they were in abusive relationships, and they asked me to help them to forgive their, you know, wife or husband, so that the relationship could continue. But that's not really something that is really healthy and helpful for them, because obviously in the moment when you are trying to forgive the person only to prolong the abuse, you're actually, you know, creating a self-destructive behavior. And, you know, this is obviously also codependent behavior. So timing is everything in regards to you need to have sufficient space, and you need to be clear that whatever happened to you, it is not something that you allow to happen again. So you need to also really be clear that there is a very clear boundary that you have learned from, let's talk about abuse, and you will make sure that you will not let that occur to you again. And that's why it's so important to also realize the forgiveness is a growing and a learning process for yourself, so that you are learning from that what mm-hmm. happened.
Well, you know, don't you think part of this too is it's tricky for people, because their idea of forgiveness is they go to this place because they have in their subconscious a view of what they think forgiveness is. And I could see how this would be really hard for people that have been in abusive relationships, whether it's physical, emotional, or verbal abuse, you know, to enter into the ground of forgiveness by thinking, oh, I need to forgive my partner for the blah, 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 blah. And how easy it could be to kind of slip over a boundary. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely. Well, and that's why I feel that, you know, you can forgive only when you are in that place where you have actually already taken care of your wounds. You know, the first step of forgiveness is not to focus on the other person. The first step of forgiveness is acknowledging how much pain you have, what the wounds are inside of you, and attending to them. You know, sometimes we are like acting as if we are, you know, let's say a victim of a hit and run, and our leg is broken, but we're refusing to go to the hospital until the person who did this to us comes and says, I'm sorry. And then we're saying, okay, now I can go to the hospital and get my leg fixed. That's not how it works. What we need to do is to first take care of ourselves, because we have been hurt. We have been, you know, disappointed. We have been ignored. So I always feel the first step is to really make sure that you acknowledge, okay, there is something that happened to me. It's painful. And then treat yourself. Often it needs to be treated in the opposite ways. So, you know, for example, let's say you have been ignored and you really feel that caused you pain. Mm-hmm. So you need to give yourself more attention. Mm-hmm. Or you have been betrayed. Mm-hmm. And then you have to really be committed to being especially attentive and also, you know, committed to your well-being and to be truthful to yourself. Or you have been criticized and judged, and so you need to be more appreciative to yourself. So, you know, find that energy that your heart needs to heal that wound that, you know, you have been inflicted by others. And, you know, when it comes to abuse, it's obviously for you to also to have a sense of safety, you know, to know that you are safe and to know that you will provide yourself with that loving, caring, compassionate safety, so that level of trust in life, in the world, can grow again. And then once you have healed that, then you can also go to the next steps of forgiveness.
I love this conversation. I love talking about this because it really is important. You know, it is important to really understand, you know, the work that you do, Dr. Friedman, and the fact that there are steps, that there are things to do, and how we remind ourselves, you know, what healthy boundaries are all about. And I think this is part of this because, you know, don't you think it does get confusing for people when they think about, I should forgive Joe, let's say, I've got to forgive Joe. I'm going to let Joe go. And then the phone rings and it's Joe. And there's mm-hmm. this compulsion to pick up the phone or answer the voice message. You know, this is really a connection that people struggle with all the time. You know,
right.
Yeah. As an eagle flies right outside the window right now that we're looking at. Yeah, that was a big one. Just as we're talking about forgiveness here, Dr. Friedman. But I think this, we have to talk about these situations so that folks understand what forgiveness is not.
Well, and, you know, this situation that you just mentioned, my recommendation would be to interact with that person again once you are feeling free from this person. And that means you're feeling free from the attachments, whether it's the emotional attachment of anger or sadness or anxiety, and also the feeling of inequality. You know, when we feel we need to forgive someone, we, on a subconscious level, often feel smaller or victimized, or we feel the other person took something away from us, like they took our power. And so the second step is to bring your power back and really just notice that whatever we gave to this person, you know, whether, you know, it was something that we voluntarily gave because we felt like we trust this person and then they betrayed us, mm-hmm. or whether we feel like they took it from us. Mm. We have to find a way to give that power back to us and bring it back to us. And you know, I like a few questions that often help us to really consider more the reality of things. And one of those things, you know, when somebody, for example, hurts you or judges you, just asking yourself, does this person really know you or know really what's best for you? You know, just to really not taking this judgment on and this hurt on, just putting it right, it's like an energetic mental boundary that says, no, actually, this person has no clue who I am, and whatever they are judging me for, that's not a reflection on me. That's not who I am. Or, for example, when you got betrayed, is this behavior that this person showed? You know, let's say you have been betrayed or you have been, you know, dumped and hurt by this. Is this behavior really saying anything about me, or does it say something about that person? And that's really just bringing again this in a clear relationship that whatever this person has been doing, it is a reflection on them and whatever pain, whatever distortion, whatever problem they have, and not necessarily a reflection on you.
Well, I want to,
you know,
well, what I would love to do is let's do this. I want to continue this because this is a big conversation with Dr. Friedemann Chow. For those of you out there, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to continue the conversation about forgiving, you know, a self-healing and empowering experience with Dr. Friedemann Chow. For those of you out there, this would be a great time for you to give us a shout and talk about some of the questions you might have about this for yourself. You know, how are the relations with your family? How about your children? What would you like to know on today's show? You can call us 1-800-930-2819, chime in, or go to the Dr. Pat Show or Transformation Talk Radio on the right-hand side and ask your question. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with Dr. Friedemann Chow.
Come a little closer.
If you have been struggling with fear and anxiety, you know how debilitating these emotions can be. You constantly doubt yourself, you can't make decisions, and feel more and more insecure and stuck. Dr. Friedemann Schaub's new book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, will provide you with the insights and tools to break through these challenges. Through step-by-step process, Dr. Schaub explains how to address the subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety and transform these emotions into catalysts for confidence, self-worth, and success. Get your copy now and visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Join Deborah Diane's live clearing teleconferences to move through blockages with this extremely efficient modality that allows for simultaneous clearing for everyone in the group without having to discuss details or engage in processing. Deborah intuitively facilitates these sessions in a fast-paced and fun environment, so every call is unique to that particular group. You'll be amazed at the amount and depth of clearing benefiting everyone on the call. To register for a teleconference, go to ConsciousRepatterning.com and click on the Register tab to reserve your space in the next call.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk. The world is having.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com. Are you frustrated by what's happening for you around sex and relationships? Do you long for something different without knowing how to create it? Susan Lazar Hart of Right Relationship for You provides a fresh point of view and practical tools in a light, fun, funny, irreverent, and ultimately life-changing way. Get ready for a new possibility. Visit us at rightrelationshipforyou.com. That's rightrelationshipforyou.com.
Everybody, welcome back. For more information about us, go to thedrpatshow.com. For more information about Dr. Friedman, you can go to the website, thefearandanxietysolution.com, or you can go to cellularwisdom.com. Today, we're talking about spring cleaning for the heart, how to forgive and let go with Dr. Friedman Schaub of Cellular Wisdom. As I said before, the phone lines are open for those of you out there that would love to call in and comment, or if you have a question, we have a toll-free number. 1-800-930-2819. If you go to transformationtalkradio.com or if you go to thedrpatshow.com, on the right-hand side, there's a place for you to ask your question or make a comment, and we will get that on air for you. Dr. Friedman, we actually have a caller that's called into the show. Mr. Benny has got it going. Why don't we bring our caller on? What do you think?
Sure. That sounds great.
All right, Mr. B.
Anne from Bothell is joining us.
Hi, Anne. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
How can we help you today?
Well, you know, I've been listening, and it's really been a great program, very encouraging to learn something new like this. You know, holding on, I'm finding, is holding on to resentment and all the pain is definitely not serving me very well.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to forgive, but don't really know how. And so I've listened and just heard him say, for instance, that if it was abuse, then make sure that you're attending to yourself and that you honor yourself, put yourself in safety, you know, and that sort of thing. But then it still beckons the question of, I am in a safe place now, but I still have all this hurt that I've.
Yeah.
So how do you actually let go? How do you forgive?
I love this question. I love this because this is perfect. And can I assume that this was a abusive relationship of some kind?
Yes.
Okay. But you are at a place now where you're safe physically, correct?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Dr. Friedman, this is what you and I were talking about during the break.
Right, right. Now, let me ask you, why do you want to forgive?
Yes.
I don't want to be prisoner.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like by not forgiving, that I'm it's actually hurting me, and I'm holding myself prisoner. Mm-hmm. I would like to move on. I mean, this is obviously, it doesn't have to continue to affect my future.
Mm-hmm.
It's done. It's over. I'm never going to be in that harm's way again. I don't know. I want to be well, and I don't feel well.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm holding on to poison.
Yeah. And, you know, Dr. Friedman, I had someone say to me the other day something very similar. And actually, Anne, they used the word, I feel like I'm being held hostage.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so their solution to the problem wasn't to call into the show to get some help. It was actually to think that forgiveness means you have to be in contact with your abuser. So, Dr. Friedman, this is perfect. Thank you, Anne, for coming on the show and asking this.
Well, you know, I think, Anne, that sounds to me that you're still having pain from that, what happened to you. You know, so this taking care of your hurt is not only that you're acknowledging it, but it's also that you're really attending to this. You know, let's say, for example, this pain that you had through the abuse brought up for you something like a belief of I'm not really safe in the world, or maybe there is still an emotion that says, you know, I'm still anxious when I come home at night, or I'm still anxious when I hear loud voices. As long as you still have these repercussions,
it's not about really taking care of forgiving the other person. It's more about really healing that. I'm certainly working with a lot of people that have these wounds and working on the subconscious level. You know, where this is all stored is very powerful and effective to heal that. But what you can already do is to really also ask yourself why it is that you have been in the situation and what it is that you can actually learn from it. You know, bring your power back by noticing that there are certain things, maybe beliefs or certain situations that led to this abusive relationship and what it is that you want to really learn from this. So that you know that you come out of this as the stronger person, as a person who has outgrown this situation and will move forward with a much more, you know, much different mindset than before. So that's a really important piece too. You may still spend too much time thinking about this person that hurt you and why they did this and trying to understand them, rather than trying to understand yourself and trying to bring the attention back to yourself. So that's certainly something I would highly recommend to you.
Yeah. And let me ask you this question, too, because or maybe let me ask Dr. Friedman about this. You know, the question that I think comes up for some people that's in that healing place or attempting to be in that healing place is where we start to doubt ourselves. Now, Anne, I'm not saying this is you, but this is a question, you know, where we think, oh, my gosh, you know, I'm still really hanging on to this thing and the pain of this. You know, maybe it wasn't all him or maybe it wasn't all her. Or maybe it was really me. I heard this term. Maybe I was oversensitive. You know, that kind of thing. Now, Anne, I didn't hear you say that that's going on with you at all. But it is a place that I think people go, which also makes them pretty vulnerable. Anne, do you get what I'm saying?
You know, I think there's definitely some truth to what you're saying. Mm-hmm. But, you know, is it more powerful to say, I am actually looking at myself and also learning from the responsibility I'm taking for what happened? Or is it more powerful than saying I was just the victim and I'm the powerless one? I believe it's really important to acknowledge that we got hurt, but also it's important to realize that there is a responsibility we have towards that, what we contributed there, and obviously also a responsibility to learn and grow from this. Now, one of the things that I want to suggest to Anne is also there is a way for you to also realize that maybe not all of you is still hurt. You know, if you call into a show and, you know, basically share what's happening with you, that means there is a lot of strength and a lot of courage inside of you. And there may be already a part of you that is actually far beyond that and can look at this past and say, you know, I actually have no fear anymore, or I have actually moved beyond. And there may be a part inside of you that still is holding on to it, and maybe that part of you isn't actually only hurt by that relationship. It's possible that this is simply just one of the patterns that went through your life. It's possible that you were hurt or betrayed or abused before in your life, and really just tracing back and realizing, where did this come from? You know, was there actually something earlier that made me now feel so much pain through this more recent relationship? Can also help you to really see it more in a broader picture and say, you know, this is actually about me and my journey to come to my own and heal myself. Mm-hmm. And it's not so much about this specific person. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense, Anne?
Right. Yes. Yes. Uh-huh. Well, thank you so very much. I really do appreciate it.
You're welcome. And Anne, you know, you can work with Dr. Friedman privately and directly, and we'll give out some information on how to do that. Why don't we take a minute, Dr. Friedman, and give out your 800 number for Anne and the folks listening that, you know, that want to get some help in whatever area of their lives they're stuck in. Let's give out that number.
Well, the easiest way to connect to us is either by calling the number 206-323-2762 or 866-903-6463, or also just visit our website, cellularwisdom.com or thefearandanxietysolution.com, all spelled in one word.
All right. And part of this, too, is if you missed any part of this, you can certainly listen to the archive. But give out those phone numbers, if you don't mind, one more time.
866-903-6463 or 206-323-2762.
All right. We're going to take a short break here on the show. And Dr. Friedman, when we come back, you know, I think it would be great to be able to share, continue with the steps that we were talking about and, you know, and talk about what people should be aware of on this forgiveness journey. Stay tuned, everyone. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
I threw my hands in the air and said, show me something. He said, if you dare, come a little.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to yoursoulguidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to yoursoulguidance.com.
Beloved Ascended Master Saint Germain, through the transmediumship of Michael Shane, is offering a one-time series of transformative healing sessions to help you let go and be who you truly are. Experience two crystal light energy healings and one past life regression with Michael for $125, a savings of $215. This offer is available to the first 20 callers who schedule their session. Be one of the first. Call now, 1-800-508-6437, 1-800-508-6437. Schedule your session and visit michaelshane.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
It's not much of a life you live in.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. You know, this is a great show. Dr. Friedemann Chaub is in the house. And, you know, what we're talking about is, you know, a little spring clearing around the heart, forgiveness and letting go. And you and I are going to do a show one day where we're going to do a he said, she said show. But I'm so glad that you are the expert that folks can go to about forgiveness. You know, this has been something you've been working with for decades and helping people all over the world. And I actually do believe, Dr. Friedemann, that forgiveness work is not for everyone. And what I mean by that is, you know, it's certainly not work I do in my practice, you know, because I think I have a different perspective on it. And my coaching practice doesn't lend itself to that. I work on gratitude. And that's really the focus, a lot of the focus around hurt and pain. But someone has to do the forgiveness work. And because you work with the subconscious, that's really the place a lot of times that we have to go. You know, if you're in patterns of abuse, and, you know, I feel for Anne. I've been in abusive relationships. I get what it's about. I know what it's like to be physically abused. I know what it's like to be threatened. You know, I mean, I was threatened, you know, my house, my dog and everything. And so, you know, there's a lot to say about this, but you're so right when you were talking about the subconscious. So I think it's important, you know, in our wrap up segment to really talk about the depth and breadth of this, because there are people like Anne that are thinking, wow, I don't know why I can't just let go. But there are very good reasons for it, aren't there?
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, when I do work on forgiveness with my clients, that's usually at the end of our work together. You know, it's like the one of the final steps.
Okay.
And before there is definitely much more focus on, again, the healing and empowerment. See, when you, like Anne, are looking to feel better through forgiving and letting go, then you're not yet at the place to do that because you're not feeling yet in a place of your own self, your own center, and your own wholeness. And that's so important, and that's why working with the subconscious can be so amazingly powerful. And also the work with that inner self, you know, the most vulnerable part of us that usually is, unfortunately, the most affected by the abuser. And that often, you know, we can visualize even as a younger part of us, like a child that, you know, may have had already any form of scared or hurt or abuse when we were growing up in, you know, in our own childhood. And so just realizing what's still maybe, you know, inside of our heart, cowering in a corner, feeling still too scared to open up, is that part of our subconscious that really has held on to, you know, decades of patterns of hurt and abuse. And if we are turning inward and really starting to work with that part of us and really just realizing, well, me as an adult, I can actually take care and responsibility for that part. And I can really start to communicate with it. And, you know, the book, for example, teaches you how to do that. Then you are literally helping to feel, you know, that the root of whatever hurt you still need to heal that may go way beyond the most recent relationship, that you are attending to that root and that you're healing that root and that you're addressing all the layers of that. And when you do that, and once you feel really truly yourself, then you can look back at the past, at that person that hurt you, and you can actually realize, I actually have completely outgrown this person. I have actually outgrown all the abusers in my life. And what I find so fascinating is that when people look back at their history of being abused and they realize that despite all the abuse that they have been receiving, they never became the abuser themselves. They held on to the belief in compassion and kindness. Then they realize that they were never the victim, but that they were always the stronger one in those relationships.
Mm. You know, and I wanted to ask you, for those folks listening to the show, there may be work or there may be things that have to be addressed that perhaps haven't been addressed in a lifetime.
Right.
And are so far back that we start to question ourselves, you know, why can't I do this? You know, what is it about me that I can't keep away from that person? You know, what is it about me that I can't draw a healthy boundary? And we start to really beat ourselves up. And, you know, and this is not necessarily a direct relationship to the process of forgiveness, but let's just call it a side effect if we could.
Well, I think it's actually a precondition to forgiveness to to go back and ask yourself those questions and then realize that they're often rooted in unresolved experiences that maybe we don't even remember consciously. This is why it's so good to ask and communicate directly with that part that keeps track of your memories, which is the subconscious. And then, you know, also uncovering that often these patterns are fueled by limiting beliefs. You know, if you believe that you are actually not worthy and all you can do is simply just cater to others, or if you believe that, you know, you're unlovable and, you know, that's why nobody can actually treat you well or commit to you, these are core beliefs that naturally make you attract and bring into your life people that are fitting into those beliefs. We live so much according to our core beliefs. We are shaping our life so much according to those beliefs that once we change those beliefs, all of us, all of our life is changing. It's a very, very powerful process, but it's important to be first of all aware of what are actually my core beliefs. And, you know, when you do that and when you do the healing and you do the change and you can look later on at that person that you still haven't forgiven, then you realize that there is, and what you said, gratitude for that person being actually the catalyst to bring you on this path of growth and healing, and it's easy to let go. One thing I also want to say in the process of forgiveness, there is something about Carolyn May's work about soul contract that really struck me the first time I heard it. And what I like about it is that it brings up also the question, if you are playing the role of an abuser in this life, how hard and difficult is that role to play? You know, you are so much in the darkness. You are so much away from any goodness and love and kindness. You're so lost.
Yeah.
That's a really, really dark and difficult place to be. And if you, when you're healed and when you feel like you have all the compassion and understanding for yourself, then you can also have that final act of letting go with forgiveness and compassion for whatever lostness or pain those people are dealing with. Then you have that ready, and then it's not so hard to actually make that cut and let go.
Wow, what a great show. Dr. Friedman, thank you. Thank you so much for joining me here today. One last question. What's your personal message? What would you love to leave us with here today?
Well, one thing we haven't talked about is forgiving yourself. And I think that's really important. So on the way to forgive others, always make that forgiving yourself a priority. It's very important. Have compassion and understanding. No matter what you feel you have done, what mistakes you have committed, try to also bring this awareness to yourself that you can forgive yourself so that you can make better choices in the future.
I love it. Dr. Friedman Chow, thank you so much. Please, everyone, go to the website, cellularwisdom.com, or go to the website, thefearandanxietysolution.com. And if you have not gotten a copy of his book, please go ahead and do that. Any announcements you'd like to make, Dr. Friedman?
I will actually offer a new program, and we can talk about this in another show, but stay posted. If you want to be on our newsletter, just
send or go to the either cellularwisdom.com or the fearandanxietysolution.com and sign up for the newsletter, and we'll keep you posted about a very excited program that's coming up probably in the next 6 to 8 weeks.
Perfect, and we'll make sure we announce it on the show as well. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on. I hope you've heard something today that will inspire you to believe in yourself, believe that you are called to shine, and believe that you live in a world of unlimited possibilities. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.